Wasn't that amazing? Like, oh my God. Yeah. I remember the very first time that Eric, my muscle activation technique therapist, did that to me. And immediately when I felt the muscle strength disappear from the adjustment that he did to me, as I showed you in the video, my mind was completely blown. And I swore then and there that I would never teach stretching again. I would never adjust a student again, and I would never move anybody passively. So I hope that that is something that you take away. And my suggestion is that when you go into a yoga class, just tell the teacher, please don't adjust me. Don't touch my body. Don't put your hands on my body. Please come over and verbally cue me, but don't touch my body anymore, because those adjustments will have an effect on you. I want to invite you to do these next two practices. Very first one is a very short practice in improving your forward bending range of motion. When you do the video with me, you're going to be quite shocked in how much more range of motion you have, aka flexibility. But you're also going to see how much more flexibility you have because your muscular system is working properly. We don't do stretching in a yama, so please remember that. This is all about improving your muscular system's ability to contract and contract on demand and contract properly. One of the things that will be reaffirmed to you over and over and over again is that muscle tightness is a symptom of muscle weakness. And in these videos that we're going to share with you, the first one and then the second one is five different muscle activations to, again, improve your range of motion, your flexibility. But we see that once we start to improve muscle function, as soon as we improve the muscle's ability to contract and contract on demand properly, that our muscle tightness disappears. One of the words that my teacher Greg Roscoff often uses is that muscle tightness is akin to ice. And ice is very like solid, and most of us are walking around with ice-like muscular systems. And once we improve the muscle's ability to contract and contract on demand, it's like starting to melt the ice in our body. And you will feel that not only is the ice melting, but that you're also starting to melt the ice in other areas of your body. So you might notice, for example, that your shoulders are stiff, or that your knees are stiff, or that your ankles are stiff. But once we start getting the major muscles working properly, the stiffness and the tightness starts to disappear in all the other areas. So give these practices a go. And again, please let me know what you think of them. These are practices, by the way, that I have in the Yogi Club. And I've just kind of inserted them in here because they're so appropriate and they work really well. So again, let me know what you think about these practices on the other side. Take some before and after photos and send them to me, because I love seeing that stuff. And if you can, put them in the comment section below. I'd love to see how you looked before and how you looked afterwards.